the goddess, the witch, the temptress, the warrior, the seductress, the hypnotist, the dominatrix. There was a time in which roles for women were either bad or good. And you never wanted to fall into the bad roles. A bad woman was an evil woman. Well, let's be clear, a woman never wanted to be labeled as bad. Or live her life in roles open to a bad girl, an evil woman. If she was bad, then she was a criminal or a whore. Cunning. An opportunist.
Look into my eyes.
And dishonest. The lowest of the low. If she was a whore, then she was worthless, except as some sex object that was there only to be used for a man's pleasure, amusement,
over your body,
and what she could get out of the deal.
You are
the evil woman used whatever she could
and so
to increase her personal power and freedom.
So we
freedom? Freedom of what? Well, let's just say it was often still a man's world.
Give up control.
So she did what she needed,
powerful woman,
so that she could garner the freedom only afforded to men.
So sleepy and
she would ruthlessly use her body and her mind to gain money or power or sexual pleasure. She was crafty, and often she was feared. Okay, she is feared. Let's be honest. I'm going to call it like it is. A powerful woman is often feared and misunderstood.